Within a few weeks, Jobs showed up at IBM's Armonk, New York headquarters with his software engineer, Bud Tribble. They put on a demo of Next, which impressed the IBM engineers. Of particular significance was Next Step, the machine's object-oriented operating system. Next Step took care of a lot of trivial programming chores that slow down the software development process, said Andrew Heller, the general manager of IBM's workstation unit, who was so impressed by Jobs that he named his newborn son Steve. The negotiations lasted into 1988, with Jobs becoming prickly over tiny details. He would stalk out of meetings over disagreements about colors or design, only to be calmed down by Tribble or Lewin. He didn't seem to know which frightened him more, IBM or Microsoft. In April, Perot decided to play host for a mediating session at his Dallas headquarters, and a deal was struck. IBM would license the current version of the Next Step software, and if the managers liked it, they would use it on some of their workstations.